Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Three Americans unjustly detained in Russia stepped foot on U.S. soil again late Thursday. Waiting for them, President Joe Biden and their loved ones. VOA's Jessica Jarrett reports.
A moment long awaited for. Three Americans released Thursday from Russian detention, arriving at Joint Base Andrews just outside Washington. On the tarmac to greet them, U.S. President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and their families. An historic deal involving several allies secured the release of 16 political prisoners held in Russia. Their price, 8 individuals requested by the Kremlin. Wall Street Journal correspondent Evan Gershkovich's newsroom erupted in cheers earlier in the day at news of their colleague's safe return. The Moscow correspondent had spent close to 500 days in a Russian prison. For Liam Scott at Joint Base Andrews, Jessica Jarrett, VOA News.
Vice President Kamala Harris gets enough delegate support to become the Democrats' nominee for president. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
The online voting process, which doesn't end until Monday, was interrupted when Kamala Harris crossed the threshold to have the majority of the delegates' votes.
I will officially accept your nomination next week once the virtual voting period is closed. But already I'm happy to know that we have enough delegates to secure the nomination.
And she told her supporters she's ready to win.
It's not going to be easy, but we're going to get this done. And as your future president, I know we are up to this fight.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The U.S. military will deploy additional fighters and Navy warships to the Middle East, the Pentagon said on Friday, as the United States seeks to bolster defenses following threats from Iran and its allies, Hamas and Hezbollah. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.